Good morning. Welcome back to Living on Mission. I am actually recording this week from Scottsdale, Arizona. I attended a leadership retreat with the company that I work with, and it was just the most glorious, glorious weekend. And it just made me so excited to answer this question because I've gotten it from a lot of women who are working full time and also running a business on the side. And I am just so on fire for the work that I do and the way that God has worked it all out in his favor that I just had to record this podcast before I head home to my babies. And I pray that it encourages you right where you're at and it blesses you and gives you the convictions that you need to hear from God to do either. Continue that side job or to let it go and walk away from it. So here we go. This episode is all about working a side job while you work full time. All right. And the question that I have been asked is it worth it? Is it worth it to build a business while you work full time? And honestly, I can't give you like an absolute answer. I can't tell you what God's plan is for your life, but I can share my story, which I believe he has called me to do here on this podcast and on social media. And just point you to some scripture verses that have helped me tremendously. All right, so here we go.
Hey, y'all, and welcome back to Living on Mission. I know that sometimes it's hard to find the joy in Jesus in the everyday moments, but that is exactly what we're going to do by digging into God's Word, letting go of whatever is holding you back from living on mission for Christ, talking about the everyday life. Laughing a little and crying a little, because let's be honest, we all do a little of both. So settle in, grab a cup of coffee, and let's live on mission together.
All right, working a side job while you work a full-time job. Is it worth it? This is a really, really great question that I got from someone on social media this last couple of weeks. And my heart immediately just went out to this woman. Because I knew the struggle. Like I knew the struggle that she was experiencing and facing. And I'm just really, really thankful that she asked because I know she's not the only woman who is pursuing this side passion or maybe trying to build an income so that she can leave her full-time job. I know she's not the only one. And I was there at some point. So if you don't know much about my story, my business story, I am a health and fitness coach. I do been doing it for 8 years now. Oh my gosh. I am with a network marketing company. Actually, I encourage them to see their worth, to see and understand their worth in Christ, and then to steward their bodies and take care of them in a healthy way. As a result of that, out of gratitude and excitement and worship, because we are created in Christ. And so I love my job. I love my job. I love sharing my story of my health and fitness struggles. And I love teaching other women how to build this business alongside of me. But when I started as a health and fitness coach and started this new side job, side hustle, whatever you want to call it, there's all kinds of names for it. But literally, I added something to my plate as a full-time teacher and as a mom of two little boys that I was not doing before. And so it was hard. It was an adjustment. It was definitely, I had to figure out how to make it work. And I often had to ask myself and figure out, was it worth it? Was it worth it to sacrifice certain things to build a business when I could just sit on my couch and watch TV, or I could shop online or scroll social media, which I had been doing all those years before. But what I really felt convicted of is that God had given me this business to steward. He had given me a story. Through my health and fitness struggles, story of just redemption, honestly, from my own horrible healthy eating habits. He had given me a platform to actually help other women with those struggles. And the business just allowed me to do that in a more concise way. And I knew that with this business, I was able to share things that were working for me. And I knew that if I didn't share my story and share what was working for me, then I felt like I wasn't actually making the most of my story. And so I partnered with this network marketing. training company. I used their products already. I did their workout programs. I'd gotten great results. And I just started with the intention of helping a couple of people. If I could get some things paid for, if I could earn some extra cash, we absolutely needed that. When I started coaching, you know, I was a full-time teacher, college teacher. My husband was a counselor. We did not make a lot of money. I can promise you that. And so not only was this new business a way to share what God had done with me and an opportunity for me to help other women, but it was also an opportunity to help us with our financial situation. And my goal, honestly, the first month or two or three was literally to be making maybe like $7,500 more a month. Like, I did not have big aspirations to build a huge business, to come home from my full-time job, nothing like that. I just wanted to help a couple of people and make a little bit of extra money because finances in the Mitchell household were tight. And so what I did was I just made myself very coachable. I made myself very coachable. I joined my coach's business building mentorship and I got on the calls every week. I participated in the trainings. I did what she told me to do. I did things very scared and I had no goals for my business, but I just showed up every single day and every month and just did the work and trusted God with, actually, that's not even true. I cannot say that. With sincerity, I was not giving God my business in the beginning. I was doing the work. I had anxiety about it. I was scared about what people would think. I was, you know, I doubted myself. I'm scared to invite people to join me because I didn't want them to think I was just salesy. Like, I had all of those fears that you struggle with today. So whoever I'm talking to, if you struggle with those things, listen, I did too. And at some point, just like I had to give my health and fitness over to God, I had to give my business over to God because, you know, Ephesians 2:10, He has created us in advance for good works. And I had to come to the realization that good works could happen through this business. And by golly, when I did, he started to show me and I gained confidence and I was even more excited to do the work. But all that aside, I was working a job, an extra job, while I worked full-time as a college teacher, right? So what did that look like? Like, what had to change for me to build a business enough that it actually brought me home? And now it keeps me home with my family and I'm homeschooling and all those things. How did I stick with it long enough for that to happen? And that may not be your goal. Maybe it is your goal to work this side job until it becomes a permanent job, a full-time job, or maybe you just want to work this job because it gives you passion and fulfillment and some extra cash, right? So how did I make it work? I absolutely had to give up some things that were not valuable to me or my family. Like I said, I stopped watching TV. I stopped watching TV at night and I got on a training call or I caught up on a training call or I spent that time to do the income producing activities that I had to do. Things like posting on social media, messaging women, inviting women to join my faith and fitness boot camps or supporting my team or creating some content for my boot camps, right? I had to use that time wisely. I had to choose the time that I was not stewarding well. And instead, I had to choose to steward it well by doing the work when I could. So I gave up TV almost entirely. And honestly, today, I still don't watch a lot of TV. Don't do things that don't enhance my life. Now, I will on the weekends when I'm not working or if I want to go see a movie or watch a movie with the kids or just enjoy one of my favorite like cooking shows, I'll do that on the weekends. But for the most part, throughout my business week, I don't really watch television. I don't work all day anymore. Like, I am a full-time health and fitness coach now and I homeschool, but because I homeschool, I kind of have to work like I did as a newer coach, have to work in the pockets of the day around my family. So I had to give up doing things that were not giving life to my family or to my business or to anything else. So I gave up TV. Stop scrolling social media as much. I use my lunch hour to build my business, whereas I used to go to the mall and walk around and look at things I couldn't afford, or I would sit there on my phone and just look at something on my phone. So I use that time constructively instead of just squirreling it away with no anything good at the end of the day for it. So I definitely gave up some things to make time for the business. Another thing I did was on Saturday mornings, I got up super early, even though it was Saturday. And I caught up or I did the things that I couldn't do throughout the week. So Saturday mornings, my family kind of knew that that was very much a time when mom was working. I didn't spend hours, but a good 2 hours on a Saturday morning absolutely built my business to where it is today. And so find the time that you can make for this business. Do an evaluation of sorts of how you're spending your time. Like I challenge my business partners to actually time block your week. Like actually, like you would track your food. If you have specific health and fitness goals, track your time. Where are you spending it? Look at your phone and see how much time you spend on social media or on the internet. What are you getting in return for that? Probably nothing, but a whole lot of comparison, or you're buying things maybe you shouldn't, or that was my story, right? And so evaluate your time. You probably have the time to build the business. You just got to fight for it and you got to carve it out and you got to say, this is what I'm doing and when I'm doing it and make it happen. So it is possible. A few things that I want to ask you. If you are one of those women who is working a job and working full time and working a business on the side, is it worth it? So the first question that I want to ask you is, what are you working towards? Okay. What are you working towards with your part-time side hustle business, right? Is it to leave your full-time job? Is it to maybe pay for vacations for your family? Is it to have just the money in your bank account every month to have your groceries covered? You know, is it to retire your husband from a job that he hates, right? I don't know what your goals are with your side job, but you have to know what you're working towards, or you're not going to show up to do the work to build it at all. Does that make sense? You know, for me in the beginning, like I said, I was working to cover the cost of my products that I love so much and to make a couple of extra $100, right? My family needed that money to cover bills, pay off medical bills that we had, and to just make things not so tight. Okay. So once I started to actually earn that money, I had to set another goal. I had to have another vision for why I was working because I was making that money. And the next goal would be to actually, you know, like pay off a bill or to make enough each month to cover our all of our groceries for the month or to be able to afford more date nights with my husband, right? And so I was working, yes, because it fulfilled me. Yes, because the work was good and worthy, but I had to attach a tangible financial goal with my business if I was going to show up and keep working that business, because it's easy to get comfortable. It's very easy to get comfortable where you're at. Also, as my business grew in the first couple of years, God planted a desire in my heart for me to be home more, for me to be more present with my family. And coaching my business was how he was making a way. He was making a way where I could not see it happening, but God knew the whole time. God led me to that business in 2014 through my struggles with health and fitness because he had a plan for me to come home and for me to homeschool our kids. And I just couldn't see it all at the beginning. So what are you working towards in your business? What is worth it? You showing up when you're tired at night and you just want to binge watch a TV show, but instead you choose to work your business, right? Number two, don't forsake the full-time job that you have while you're there. This is something that I probably didn't always do well because once I started coaching, it filled a piece of my heart and my soul that I didn't even know was empty. And I was hungry to keep growing it. I was hungry to share my story. I was hungry to invite women to join me because my life had been changed so much. I was excited to post in my challenge groups. I was really, really excited to serve the women that were joining me and then to start to build a business and teach coaches who were actually joining me for the business. So it was really easy to be distracted while I was at my full-time job because I wanted to work my side business so much. And so my best advice for you there is don't forsake that full-time job. Steward it well. God has you there right now for a season. Maybe for a long time, maybe for a short term, but while you're there, he can use you wherever you at. He has a purpose there. So work your full-time job. Make sure you get that work done and you do it well. And that if someday you do walk away from that full-time job to work your full-time business, you can say, I did it well and I honor God with my time and my talents while I was there. Okay. The third thing I want to share with you is that, you know, while I was working full time, like I said, God did not give me the full vision he had for my life from the very beginning. If you had told me when I signed up to be a coach in 2014 that I would eventually leave my full-time job to become a homeschool mom, like I absolutely would have laughed in your face. I would have laughed in your face. Like when I started, I just had little goals. I had those little goals of paying off things and making income for my family. But eventually, you know, through my business, I was able to leave teaching to be present at home. I was able to help Matt out with his benefits so that he could leave a job he didn't love and take one that was much more ministry oriented. Like I never, ever could have imagined doing those things. And so I know now on this side of it that, you know, anything is possible. Like anything is possible through your side business if you're willing to work it and to show up and to keep going even on those hard days and in the days that you feel like nothing is happening. And so in the beginning of my business, what kept me going? What kept me going if I didn't have this big vision of coming home and paying off debt and being a homeschool mom? Like God would send me little messages of encouragement from women who were watching me. I would have a hard day and I would pray and I'd be like, okay, God, what am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to keep going? Am I supposed to keep working this business? And I would get a message from someone who was just watching me. And she would say something like, you know, Rachel, you encouraged me today. I knew you were going to post your sweaty selfie this morning. I got up off the couch and I went for a walk and I haven't done that in years. And I was like, okay, God, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep posting. And so in the beginning, it was those little messages. Now I pray for God to grow my business more. Like I've seen what's possible from year to year to year. God has done incredible things and made a way where I could not see a way over and over again. And I believe in what's possible through your business if you continue to work it, through my business. And I pray for God to grow my business every single day because I want to impact more women. I want to bring more women into my business community. I want to work with women who want to work and who need that income and that purpose and that clarity in their life, just like God gave me. Building a business while I had a full-time job really taught me a lot about discipline, taught me a lot about being willing to fight for something that I believe in, even on the days that it's hard. It taught me a lot about my God. It taught me a lot about, you know, the fact that sometimes he calls us to things that are not easy so that he can show his great power and his great glory, right? And so when I think about working this business while I worked full-time, I just think about Philippians 2 verses 13 and 14. It is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God gave me this business to do good through him and so that I could give him the glory for what he did by helping me succeed and helping me leave my full-time job. And so I don't know if that's what he has planned for you. Maybe he just plans to use your business to encourage someone else. Maybe he plans to use your business to help you save money for college. Maybe he wants you to stay with that business so that you learn discipline and self-control and a good work ethic. Those are some things that working while I was working full-time have taught me, and it's been worth it. Like it has absolutely been worth it. Like I said, I came home. I get to homeschool my kids now. We travel a lot. We have more financial freedom. I have a community of women who love God and want to make a difference all together. And that's only something that God could have done through my business. So that's my story. And that's how I wanted to encourage you to keep going. If you are struggling today and working a business on the side while you work full time, and you know what? Someday God may say, stop. I don't know. That's totally between you and him. He may call you away from that full-time business to do something else or to just work your full-time job and be okay with that. I don't know, but I can only tell you that for me, it was worth showing up. For me, it was worth fighting for that time to build my business. For me, it was worth trusting God's plan and his vision for my life, even on the days that I could not see it happening at all. Another verse that I love is Isaiah 30 verse 21. And it says, whenever you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear this command behind you. This is the way, walk in it. God may leave us in the dark for a season, but he's going to give you direction if you're giving this over to him every single day. Okay. All right. So that's the encouragement that I have for you. But I also wanted to end this podcast with just an invitation to work with me. Maybe you don't have a side job that you work. Maybe you do work full time, but it's not fulfilling, or you need some extra cash to pay for things, to pay for clothes, to take your family on vacation, to cover the cost of your groceries. Every month, I open the doors of my personal coaching business, my health and fitness business, to women who want to work with me to build a business that is centered around faith and fitness and serving other women in those two areas of life. If you would like to learn more about working with me and starting your own business, there's a link in the show notes of this episode, and it will take you to a form where you can tell me about you and tell me some of your goals that you might have. And I will reach out to you personally and we will chat about it. We'll see if building a business, either while you raise your children or while you work a full-time job, is something that you are being called to. And I do believe God calls us to it. If you already have a business that you work and you just want a little bit extra encouragement or some help managing just what you should be doing to be a successful business owner, I also have a mentorship opportunity. I do business development calls with women who need a little bit of extra help. So there's a link there for that as well. And I would love to work with you in either way. But if not, if I don't get to work with you more personally, I do appreciate you listening to this podcast. And I pray that God uses my story and his word to absolutely encourage you right where you're at. But don't forget to give it all to him. Seek direction from the Lord, not from other people. Yes, he'll put people in your life to encourage you and help you, but always go to God first. Give it to him every single day and trust his perfect plan. All right. Bye. Talk to you soon.